Just ahead, we'll hear Louis Hot Five strutting with some barbecue, one of the finest tunes that Lil helped Louis Armstrong write and publish. Some of Lil's fun recordings, leading her own band at Decca Records in the 30s, and Drop That Sack, recorded by a band from Hamburg, Germany called the Jazzomaniacs, just one of the many bands today dedicated to the early music of Louis Armstrong and King Oliver, in which Lil Hardin was such an important part as promoter, arranger, pianist, and composer. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a tribute to Lil Hardin Armstrong, a pioneering woman of jazz. I think we're really fortunate that this long out-of-print interview of Lil from the 50s was issued on disc at one time by the Riverside Record Company. It really gives us a nice, close-up, intimate portrait of a remarkably capable woman of jazz. Trombonist Preston Jackson knew Lil well and worked often with Miss Lil until at least 1960.
I feel that if it wasn't for Lil, Louis would not be where he is today. She inspired him to do bigger and better things. I give Lil credit because Louis was not nationally known. He was only known around Chicago and the South. Most of the tunes Louis composed, Lil wrote the music to. Louis would play the melody, and Lil would write it down as fast as Louis played. When playing some of Louis Armstrong's records, recorded by the Hot Five, notice the foundation. It'll speak for itself. Thank you.
went back home. Should have seen me trucking down the street, saying hello to the folks I'd meet. Sincerity, what a treat when I went back home. Now Ma said, yeah, come to the table and eat just as much as you're able. Lordy, what a pity I couldn't bring some food back to New York City. Never saw so many flowers before growing round one little cabin door. I felt I'd never want to roam no more when I went back home.
Louis had become very popular then, and I don't know, in a way he had changed his way of thinking a lot of things, and I hadn't changed, so he told me I was a little bit too old-fashioned. So I said, well, I think it's best you go your way and I'll go my way, and we'll remain friends that way. But of course he thought I was joking, but I wasn't joking. I wasn't joking at all. So we separated in August 1931, and he kept on the road. And I came back to Chicago and immediately made my plans to get back into the music business.
Thank you.
you shall reap what you sow. And when I went back home, Lil, in New York City in 1938, typical of the original material and type of band Lil was recording at Decca in the late 30s. Now, the moving and possibly autobiographical song After Tonight was written by Lil with Clarence Williams in 1933. It was only recorded once before this superb 1987 rendition by the excellent Swedish Jazz Kings on an album entitled After Tonight. It features another of those European cornet players specializing in the sound of Louis' horn in the 20s, and he's really one of the very best, Bent Persson, who records quite a lot on the Stomp Off label and with various Swedish bands, some of them very good. And once again, ear witness Doc Cheatham testified that Persson does indeed sound remarkably like Louis in the 20s in Chicago. Lil Armstrong was a strong, independent woman who really knew how to take care of herself and may well have had man friends of her own as her marriage to Louis faded. Her professional dealings with Louis continued even after she was left behind by Louis' meteoric rise. In her own words, she was, quote, standing at the bottom of the ladder holding it and watching him climb. My feelings for him haven't changed in spite of all the marriages. While they separated in 1931, their divorce wasn't official until 1938.
Decided, you can't hide it, I can plainly see that you've been playing to keep me from saying that you're tired of me. I surmise from your eyes that you would rather be free and single, just to mingle with new company. Tomorrow night you're going away. There's nothing I can do. Tomorrow night I can't make you stay after telling me you're through. Tomorrow night there'll be somebody new, leaving me skies of gray. Next day will be a blue one for me, baby, after tonight. You will go through life having your fun. Going away, thinking that you've done right. I'm left behind all alone, baby, after tonight. Thank you.
muggin', the mugs are a muggin', there's never a cop in sight. You can see most any old thing in Harlem on Saturday night. Now the chicks are chicken, the pickpockets pickin', when they pick you right. You can see most any old thing in Harlem on Saturday night. Hot spots are never cold, piccolos are thumping. No matter where you go, every joint is jumping. Now all the sugar hillers are a bunch of killadillas. I'm trying to set you right. You can see most any old thing in Harlem on Saturday night.
The Sugar Hillers Are a Bunch of Killer Dillers in Harlem on Saturday Night, Lil Hardin Armstrong in 1938, and the touching After Tonight played by the Swedish Jazz Kings. My thanks to Leon Oakley for a copy of his tape of the rare LP of Lil's spoken memoir, now long out of print, and to Joe Hughes for reading as the voice of Preston Jackson. There's more about Lil Hardin in words and pictures at the Jazz Rhythm website at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. When this biography of jazz woman Lil Hardin Armstrong continues, we'll hear more from her own recollections, delight in her successful solo career during the 30s, and explore the remarkable life Lil built for herself. I'm closing this first chapter of Lil's musical jazz biography with her last recording session put together by Chris Albertson for Riverside Records in 1961. Albertson said that Lil was one of the most vivacious entertainers he ever worked with. Here she is leading a 10-piece band, 3 trumpets, 2 trombones, including Preston Jackson, and 2 clarinets, playing a tune Lil named after a bar she used to play in Milwaukee in the 40s, the East Town Boogie. I'm Dave Redlauer, that's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Louis, I could hear Louis coming home whistling for, much more than a block away. He had the most beautiful, shrill whistle, and all those riffs that he later made in his music, he used to whistle. You ask him sometime how he used to whistle. Such beautiful riffs and runs and trills and things, you know? And I said, what is that? Maybe someday that guy will play like that. You know, I just crazy thoughts, you know, but turned out all right. You never know when you're crazy the right way, huh?